Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston. Everybody, welcome back to the Postpartum Coach Podcast. It is Lizzie Langston here. And in this episode, I wanted to share some unconventional but very wise reasons that you could find yourself not feeling satisfied with life, that maybe you feel like your typical normal sense of self has been disrupted. This is very common postpartum. So if you've never been here before, if this is your first time on the show, I want you to know I've had four kids, okay? I've been a mom for almost 10 years, and I'm also a certified life coach, so I can help you through whatever you're going through. And I'm really excited to do that today. Make sure that if you're not following this podcast, that you click the follow button. If you're on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, whatever platform you're using. If you're here on YouTube, hello, it's so fun to see you in video. You can hit that subscribe button and make sure that you're getting these videos regularly. I publish an episode for the Postpartum Coach Podcast every week. Okay, so like I said, a little bit of background on me. I've had four kids and I actually just had my fourth baby within this last year. She's going to be 9 months in a few days. It's so crazy. She's just starting to get up onto her knees and start rocking. So I'm very much in it with you. And I have seen some really intense lows and I've been in some very deep struggles. And a lot of the solutions that we're given in these types of scenarios are first line of defense, I would say, is like family and friends. And it's very well intended, but often very erroneous and not effective. And it's things like, it'll just take time, don't worry, you know, kind of, they don't mean to, but they don't really know what to do with our very big, intense emotions sometimes. And so they might say things like, it'll get better soon, or you better get those hormones checked, or once you get better sleep, it'll be good. And for reals, sleep and hormones are actual pieces of the puzzle. But like I said, in today's episode, I want to look at some other factors. Depression, anxiety, or just plain not feeling like yourself postpartum. These are multifaceted issues that typically have a few different pieces that go to them. So my job as your coach is not to try to say, oh, it's just this one thing. And so here's my one solution that you can buy for me and everything will be better. That's not very honest, because the truth is we're multidimensional human beings and there might be spiritual, there might be physical and hormonal, or, you know, brain chemical. There could be emotional rooted issues. There could be generational things. So today we're talking about some generational and some spiritual. And my hope is that you've never heard these before. So let's go ahead and dive in. Before I start with this list of these three spiritual things, I want you to know that I have so much support for moms. And so I feel like it would be a disservice to you to not share this with you. If you like this podcast, if you're hanging on every word, if you find yourself wanting to dig through the podcast and binge it, please be my guest. I would be honored. Do that. And know that you can get more hands-on support. So the podcast is just me talking to you, right? But inside of my membership program, which is called Postpartum Freedom, we have live coaching and we focus on implementation and transformation. We focus on change, throwing out the old beliefs that are not serving, throwing out the old patterns and toxic things and replacing them. And we do it together because women need women postpartum and they need to know they belong. So you can go to Lizzie Langston, that's L-I-Z-Z-I-E, langston.com/work-with-me. And that link is always in the show notes. That will take you to all the resources I have to help you. Okay, moving on to today's topic. The first reason that I want to talk about, and this feels really vulnerable for me because I come from a lineage and just the collective human being and being a woman, I feel scared to share my medicine with the world. I do. And it's extremely vulnerable for me, but I'm going to do it because when I learned about what I'm going to share with you today, everything became more solvable. My depression became more solvable. So what I want you to know is that the sacred and the spiritual, it works. It's a huge part of who we are as human beings. And when we just treat things like it's just the physical realm and we just need medication or we just need therapy, like those are amazing, amazing resources. I use them. And we are kidding ourselves. We're simplifying. We are multidimensional spiritual beings. And so I want to get to that today. It's important. And it works to heal us. Okay. So the first reason you might not be feeling fulfilled, maybe you're feeling depressive, maybe you're feeling anxious, just not like yourself, is possibly because you are not fulfilling your soul's contracts. If you've never heard of a soul contract, I will give you a very introductory explanation. But essentially, and a lot of Christians, for example, believe this. I grew up Christian and we might not call it that. So there might be, you might kind of get on board with this. You might already be on board with this, but you've never heard this term. But a soul contract is essentially a promise or a commitment that you made before you came to this incarnation, this time around the earth, this lifetime, where you signed up for a big purpose in the world, whatever it was. So maybe bearing a family and having children is part of a soul contract you made. We can have many of them. For me, one of my soul contracts is definitely helping postpartum women. Like I went through the ringer. I had some really, really hard, scary, intense, deep depressive, you know, slightly suicidal stuff when I was having my babies and very, very intense and serious birth trauma. And I absolutely can see, and I know that that was part of something I agreed to experience so that I could be in this lifetime, not in the next one, not in a past one, but in this lifetime, the person that can express this particular work and medicine in the world, which is the postpartum coach and everything that it is, and postpartum freedom and this community of women that I serve. Okay, so that's one of my soul contracts. And what I find is that when women are out of alignment with the things that they said they would do, they're miserable and they don't know why. And it's because one of the reasons, right? I told you it's multifaceted. I'm not here to oversimplify mental health, but I also am not here to make it too linear and too simplified. Oh, I mean, I guess that's the same thing. Unsimplified. I don't know. Basically, what I'm trying to say is this is part of it too. The spiritual matters, the sacred works when we tend to it. And so what sacred contracts, what things do you think you could have been born to do that you're not doing? What do you keep denying yourself? And I find a lot of the programming that I came up against in my personal life when it came to kind of holding myself back from really fully expressing myself in the world in a way that was authentic and that I was happy and I was vivacious and I was passionate and playful and everything was beliefs like I can't have it all, right? I can't have it all. I can't have the kids and have a job that I love and do my work in the world. I can't be fit and healthy and happy in my marriage and make a lot of money. I can't have it all. You know, so what are the sneaky beliefs right now? If you want to pause and journal, what do you think could be holding you back? And if you're willing to right now get honest with yourself, I'm going to tell you that is all I do with my clients on a coaching call. I just help them stop the bullshit. Stop like telling themselves that it's this person at work that's the issue, or it's this one kid and their behavior, or it's their partner, and start to be like, how are you actually getting something out of this pattern that keeps coming up in your life? And it's not to say that trauma isn't real, and it's not to invalidate people's feelings, because it's so important to be with ourselves and our pain. And you could do that forever and end up in the same spot all the time. And I think sometimes that can happen when you're with a professional even. And so you want to make sure that you have somebody who knows when it's time to kind of like face the music, kick you in the pants a little bit and be like, all right, are you manifesting this over and over because you get something out of it that you didn't get as a child? And is it time to give that to yourself and move on and cut this pattern, right? And so anyway, that could be something that's contributing to you not feeling well postpartum.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
The second thing is I noticed that there's this pattern in the timing of being pregnant and then right after being pregnant, even the 2-3 years, even all the years you're bearing your children, but especially like that year and a half after you give birth to a child, is your body wants to clear energy for the coming generations. So yeah, this is just part of being a mother, is actually being a generational healer, because your body is the vessel. And so many of the toxic patterns and the pain of our lineage is literally in our DNA and in our organs and in our heart and our chakras and our energy centers. It's in our body. And when your body is the place where a baby grows and a new life grows and then a new life exits and enters its own life, you have a certain level of lineage responsibility to that child, to give them not just like the nurturing and the actual life that you give them, but if you're willing to do it, to actually clear out a lot of the cobwebs that have been built up over the generations. So I'm talking about things like really low self-worth is something that really happens with women, or a really big fear of playing big in the world and having money and making money and not being apologetic or afraid to go after money and have ambition and do good with it. It can be things like shame around your sexuality and sensuality and expressing those. So there's so many things that build up, right? And they can manifest in anxiety and depression postpartum. And in reality, they aren't even ours, right? They come from our mother's mother and her mother. You know, one of the things that I see with clients is a really unhealthy, enmeshed, and very toxic and sad relationship with from mother to daughter to mother to daughter, you know, for 3-4 generations back. And so then my clients come to me and they can't go to their moms. They don't have a relate. Their mom isn't emotionally available. She's not even emotionally mature. And so here we are doing this work. And who are we doing it for? Yes, we're doing it for ourselves. Yes, I believe it sets our ancestors free. And yes, it also sets our children more free. So that's what Postpartum Freedom, my community, where we do coaching on these topics, is all about. Okay. And then the third thing that can kind of get in the way and bring up blocks, and this kind of goes with the lineage idea, but it's stuff from past lifetimes. So one thing that I actually just learned how to do and I offer is Akashic Records readings. And that can sound like gibberish if you've never heard of it. If you have heard of it, then you're probably like, oh, that's so exciting. But essentially, I believe, okay, and I want to be sensitive to the fact that some women may not believe this or may feel really aversive to this belief, because I used to, because my church taught me, and I was very, very loyal to my church, and my church taught me that we didn't have past lives, that we just had a pre-existence and then this life and then eternal life, and that was it. And what I've learned through my dreams and through understanding myself and connecting deeply to my body is that there are many lives that I've lived. And there are many lives also that live in me through my ancestors and my DNA. And so that epigenetic generational piece is important. And so whether you look at clearing past lifetimes and the baggage from past lifetimes as being your own lifetimes, or if that doesn't feel right to you, then being the lifetimes of your ancestors, either way, it can end up on your lap and on your plate. And so that is just something to think about. As you look at your past, you know, your two sets of grandparents or any of the ancestors, even the living ones that you can think of right now, are there things in them that exist in you that you don't love? Are there shadows? Are there patterns? Are there things you do love? What is there that connects you? Just look for the connections. Can you see them? And what I do find is that sometimes when you're giving birth to this next generation, anything from your past needs to be cleared out. Specifically though, I was told in one of my Akashic Records readings, and this really resonated for me, that my husband and I have been together in other lifetimes, and that in one of our lifetimes, we experienced an intense crop failure. And as part of that crop failure, we felt deep shame for not being able to feed the animals that we owned, and also not being able to contribute to the community. And it was just something that really scarred us. And one of the deliberate karmic energies, or, you know, intense energies that needs to be healed, that is a difficult thing to work with for he and I, is particularly money, finances. And so one of our big purposes together as a couple in this life is to create wealth that feels good from an authentic place. So not only are we healing the shame of past financial failure, which, by the way, it doesn't come up as memories. It just lives in the body, right? It's not like we remember these past lives. I had a psychic, you know, ability and opening to be able to understand a little bit of that. But even if you don't have that, just knowing and assuming that you're dealing with energy from both your lineage and also your past life, and you need to address that in this life. So these three reasons are absolutely part of what you might be dealing with and sifting through on an unconscious or subconscious level postpartum. And I just want you to know that I can help you. So you can go to lizzielangston.com/work with me to look at any of my resources. There's the free mini course, Get Out of the Postpartum Rut. There's going to be a free text message series coming soon. I'm so excited about it. And then finally, the best, probably the most high touch place to actually get coaching and help implementing and sorting through these things is with my curriculum and coaching inside of Postpartum Freedom, the membership. And right now it's open at 50% off of what it will be. And those who join before April 1st, 2024 become founding members. And I will be asking you for direct feedback, and you're going to be able to help shape what this membership becomes and really help the community thrive and like become a part of it in a very big way. So I would love to have you in there. Okay, that's all for today, my loves. Thank you so much for being on the Postpartum Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and go check out the free resources at lizzielangston.com. I love you. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for taking your time and energy, which is so precious postpartum, to trust me and learn with me here on the Postpartum Coach Podcast. I want you to know that some of you will need more help. You'll need live witnessing and coaching and nurturing to be able to move through the big, intense emotions that you're going through. And if that's you, if you're sensing that you need more community and more support and more hands-on help with the tools and applying them, you know I've got you, girl. You can go to lizzielangston.com/work with me. All one word, lizzielangston.com/work with me. I have a free mini course, Get Out of the Postpartum Rut. If you haven't downloaded it, it's the most popular one. And then I also have my membership program where I can help you through live coaching and my online curriculum really get through this hard time and come out resilient, strong, and feeling like better than your normal again. So I'll see you over at lizzielangston.com/work with me.